9th of April,
2001. I would like to say this time as you have joined together and have asked for much help for those in need. Let me take this opportunity to say to you, my dear friend, dear lady, who has been absent from us, she is being taken care of. All of those peoples that each of you have given of your love for healing will be given help. But they will be given the help that they need, and perhaps not what you would desire for them. This is an issue we have spoken of many, many times. But what I would say to you, my dear friends, is this. The loving thoughts that you send for healing for another human being is the greatest gift that mankind can give. I hope that you fully understand how strong each one of you become each time you give love to another human being in this way. Because, my dear friends, not only are you physically asking for help, but you are allowing those in our world to also seek and help those in much need. So it is a twofold issue here. Can you understand this? Therefore, if I may say to you, thank you, my dear friends, for what you do, for those unknown to many of you, but still in need of much help from our world. I wish this time to speak a little about why you come to this learning planet. Have not you wondered, my dear friends, if you are but a spark of the divine being, creator, universal light, call it what you may? Have you not wondered why, if you are such a spark of divinity, why do you need to come to a learning planet?
Yes, I've wondered.
You all have wondered. May I ask you, please, individually if you like, what has been your own conclusion?
Stop. Did you hear that, George?
Yes, I feel that it is a route to obtaining a, well, this is a human thought really, but a route to towards perfection. But then the divine is perfect anyway, but in some way that perfection has to become more extensive if we manage to progress our little perfection here on earth. I think that's the best thought I could come up with.
Yes, I thank you for it. Does anyone else have thoughts on this?
Well, I've often thought, why do I come? But I come because I felt so, I don't know how to put this, so helpful to other people in some way. If that's a question, I try very hard to answer it. I don't probably answer it properly sometimes, but I feel that I'm doing some good to somebody as well as myself.
Yes. Yes, thank you for those words. Anyone else have thoughts?
Do you have any thoughts? Just one popped into my head, and that's to experience receiving and giving love.
Yes. Yes.
That's just one thought at the moment.
I wondered if it was something to do with becoming more conscious of yourself. If that had a a sort of evolutionary effect,
yes.
by becoming more conscious of yourself.
Yes.
I'm wondering, because in spirit it seems like your thought, whereas here we're thought and we are physical action as well, so it seems like a very direct kind of learning, and very, I don't know.
I think I know what you're trying to say. I think physically we have to experience.
Yes, it's an experience.
Experience
is the word, but it goes much deeper. Does anyone else want to go
through? I was just thinking that we are, our main object is to become one of the whole.
Yes.
And in working on the planet, we are all trying to work together to become a whole. So that is the learning curve of trying to get be as one, to work as one.
Yes. Yes, thank you for those words. What about different?
Yes. I wonder why you've told us that this planet, you know, what other planets are more aware spiritually.
Yes.
I wonder why this planet is not more aware, becoming more aware.
Yes.
Although I suppose there has to be a starting point.
Exactly. But I think it's better each one to understand my question, if I miss it. You know you are here. You have the task of growing spiritually, of evolving with this planet. This we already know. But if you are already part of that divine spark, why is it necessary?
I had one other thought. That when you you can take cuttings from a plant, and you can create, well, multiply.
Yes.
Could it be along those lines that you,
yes,
if you split up?
Then you are beginning to understand, my friend. We are coming to that. Yes, you are part of the divinity. You are divine spark. Of course you are. but the purpose of returning to a learning planet is a little difficult to explain in earthly terms, but I will try for your understanding. Let us once more return to that precious stone which so many of us use for explanation in the world. Let us take that beautiful diamond which has many facets to it. Let us take that fundamental stone which you call rock, which you call diamond. As each part is taken from that whole rock, what do you on this planet do to these sparks, shall we call them, of rock? You take them, you polish them until that same part of rock becomes an ever gleaming, beautiful individual stone. But it is still part of the crude rock, shall we say. You understand?
Yes.
So that part of the rock which you have taken, you have cultivated, you have evolved it, shall we say. You have made it become a much more beautiful object. But if you put it back to the crude rock, it is still made of the same ingredients, is it not?
Yes, but you made a greater hole then.
Yes, you have created an even greater perfection, may I say. Perfection also comes in varying degrees. This is a difficult topic, my dear friends, and I take it slowly in order that you may understand. Think of yourselves as those small stones that need to be beautified, shall we say. You need that learning process to again become perfection. That is what takes many, 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 many years of time. You are essentially that divine spark, but what you are doing is becoming even more perfect, if I may put it that way. Do you begin to understand, or is this confusing for you?
Well, if this planet was created by our thoughts,
yes,
there must have been a decision by a group of spirit to create this planet for the learning. We must have known that we needed to come here to learn.
Yes,
beginning.
We have discussed, I believe, that there is a point of creation where all things are known, where these things are spoken of. I use those words because that is the only way I can describe it to you. Yes, there is an intelligence behind all things. Divinity is not without intelligence. But remember what I have said. Nothing is ever static. Do you remember those words? Do you remember what I told you? That it is ever moving, ever changing. Therefore, we cannot stay still. So there has to be intelligence behind all things, behind any kind of creation, or thought, or action.
Yeah.
These are difficult waters for you to tread, my dear friend. But as we go forward, you will understand slowly each little step of existence, each step towards that divinity to which you belong. But what I wish you to know is that you are all things. You are capable of all things. You are that divine spark. But you are that divine spark which needs to be honed and improved in order that you may return to that greater. Can you understand? Many words have been used here this evening. Love being the most important one. Because without love, you cannot go forward. And this you know, I need not repeat myself of that. But I ask you, my dear friends, that as you leave this room this night, to consider the few words that we have discussed, to see yourself as the divine spark which has come to this learning planet, and to find within each one of you that which you have come to achieve, that the task in your physical life which you need to achieve to become that shining stone. Do you understand what I say to you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, would it be true to say that the divinity continues to evolve?
Yes.
And we are very tiny sparks of that evolution.
That is correct. Yes. Divinity is always evolving and moving and creating. As I have said, nothing is static. Remember this because it is important for your understanding. You are indeed but small, small sparks of divinity. But indeed you are divinity. All you need to do is to find that true spark within these physical overcoats. Because you see, my dear friends, it is these physical overcoats which hold you back.
Yes, I think we can appreciate
that. But again, as someone has used the words, it is a learning process in order that you can evolve. It is a necessary thing for most of you. Do you have any questions for me this time?
Just thinking it's incredible what we've learned from you. I know you don't need our thanks, but thank you.
Just a small thoughts, just a few words to make you think for yourselves.
Yeah.
That is my purpose, my dear friends. In order that I give forth to you new thinking, in order that you too may pass to others the knowledge already obtained. that as your knowledge grows, so too can you become emissaries of spirits and impart to others that knowledge that you yourselves have gained. The purpose is not to keep this knowledge within this room, that the knowledge that is given be spread far and wide to those who are ready for it. And we all know, do we not, that not everyone is spiritually ready for this kind of information. That is where, my dear friends, I give my deepest thanks to you for the knowledge and the understanding, the love and help that you give to so many others. And I know, and I will say, that each one of you has taken many, many of the opportunities put before you and used many words wisely in the name of spirit. I could not ask more of you, my dear friends, and I thank you once more.
Yes, I wonder if I could ask this question at this stage, because I think it relates. Mr. John Garvey, a newspaper reporter, he's writing something on the book for publication, and he has asked if he may sit in with us one evening to listen to your words. I said I would seek permission.
Yes, I will speak. All people who have a genuine interest in my words are, of course, welcome. What I would say to you is this: that the gentleman is seeking. He has many thoughts, many words to say. What I would say to you, my dear friend, and to my dear friend who is in charge of you all, that he must be instructed in our ways of quietness, and in respect of the dear lady's wishes. I am happy for the gentleman to come, provided he is willing to abide by these guidelines within this room.
Yes, thank you. I felt his heart is in the right place, and I believe he is seeking.
He is indeed seeking. For all those who seek, we cannot turn them away. The only ones I would deny would be those who have false impressions, if you like, of what we are trying to achieve. But yes, provided the dear lady here is happy to accept him within this room, I too will be happy to speak with this gentleman.
Thank you.
Let's see what we can do. If he wins his face for him.
I will leave it with you.
Thank you. More questions? I don't need to ask. ask a question?
Yes.
Last week we just had a quiet sitting. And your instrument that you're using remembered absolutely nothing when she came back. It took a while to say encourage her to come back. Could you give us any idea as to where spiritually she was gone? And why couldn't she remember?
Yes. Spiritually, she was here with you. Physically, she was removed. That is why there is no physical memory of what had happened to her. Remember when first I came, that I told you this was not full control of this instrument.
Yeah.
But the time that you speak of, we removed her a little further from the physical atmosphere, if I may put it that way. But spiritually, of course, she remained with you. If she did not, she would be in our world. Do you understand
that? Yes.
So although physically, she has no memory. She was perfectly safe. And at no time was she allowed to remember because we were using her for other things. This is much too complicated for me to explain what happens when we remove someone's memory in this way.
Yes, I can appreciate that.
To work in full trance, the mind, the brain of the physical being has to be placed to one side. That is why there is no memory. But last time we took this instrument that I am using a little further into our world. It has happened before, and she has always been unaware of it.
Yeah. It's just that sometimes when she's come back, she's been a little bit weepy and not really wanted to come back.
Yes, but the last time was just a step or two further into our world. Remember that she is not taken without someone replacing, as I am doing now.
Yeah.
But last time, although spiritually she remained here, the physical aspect of her was further removed. It is difficult for me to try to explain the mechanics of the mediumship to you. It has never been successfully done, but one day I will try to explain a little further. And it belongs to the subject of light and energy, which is always a difficult topic to discuss with the human beings. Unless their knowledge is so great that they can fully understand and appreciate what I am trying to say.
So if Eileen were to go into a full trance,
yes,
would you still be able to come through her?
Of course.
Of course, yeah.
Yes, that is the purpose. Gradually we take her a little further. And although her memory of my speaking is not known to her, she is still aware physically that she is still here, if I may put it that way to you. But in full control, she would have no knowledge whatsoever.
And would that make it easier for you to come through her if she were in full trance? Or does it not make any difference to you?
It doesn't matter now. We have made full progress with her, even although we cannot truly say she is in full trance. There are many misconceptions in your world about the word of trance. There are many forms of trance. And I would say that as I work through this instrument, she is almost to the point of what we would call full trance, which means no memory whatsoever. But I have said for many of your years that we are happy in the way that we use this instrument.
Which I must say amazes me that she doesn't remember. She doesn't.
Well, can I say, do you remember when you are in your sleep state?
Yeah, that's true.
It is almost the same.
Oh, I see.
It is just that the physical and the spiritual are slightly separated. Perhaps that is a better way to put it. Because you know that each night in your sleep state, the spirit is removed from the physical body. It is a separation, it is not a severance. But the memory is not always there. It could be if you so worked at it. But again, that is a very individual thing to do. And it is down to each one of you to achieve for what you can whilst in these physical garbs. Do you understand the difference?
Thank you very much.
I hope I have given you a little more to think about this time. There are so many things that we need to discuss. But I try to make sure that all that we discuss joins together to make for your understanding greater. It would be so easy to go from one subject to another, but there needs to be a joining together, if you like, of the information that I give.
Yes.
In order for you to understand. And of course, as I have always done, it is most important that we go over and over and over all that we discuss. Because only by doing so will you have full understanding. Are there more questions before I leave you?
My wife asked me to ask a question on her behalf. She said she'd been disturbed by seeing faces just before she went to sleep. And she asked me if you had any explanation for her or any way of sort of getting rid of them.
Yes, she is not ready for them, but those in our world are anxious to make a contact with her. And as I have said to you, in the state of sleep, the spirit comes to the fore. That is when you are most likely to have what you would call spiritual happenings. The faces which come to this lady should not disturb her, but they do because she is not quite ready. If she is afraid to silently say please to leave her alone for now, and when the time is ready, she will accept. But I would leave it to you, my dear friend, to give her solace and comfort, to speak with her in a gentle way, and not in an informative way, but a gentle, quiet way, and let her know that all is well. I would say about this lady that there are many in our world who would like to make contact with her.
In fact, she has a good gift, really.
Yes, but she is afraid. Yes, it will come. Just give her more time.
She should think of them as friends and not as enemies.
The gentleman has the ability to reassure her. Perhaps, my dear friend, you should look upon this as one of your opportunities. Can I leave this with you?
Yes.
Do you have any questions to say?
I can't read English. Very hard for me.
Yes. This lady is coming to a time when she will make a decision in her life which is important to her. I will tell you that the choice that she makes will be the right one. And that is happening because she has joined us here, and spiritually, although she does not understand all of our words here, spiritually she is growing. After all, spirit needs no language. Spirit is all understanding.
Yes.
Although you may not always be aware of this, her spirit is growing in knowledge, and that is what is important for her at this time.
Okay.
Should we
explain
Mark
a little more?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
I will take my leave of you, my dear friends. Once more, know that always I am close to you. I am aware of each one of you always. As are those in our world whose task it is to help and uplift you each step of your way. I leave you all.